putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
FM 104.6, Vectis Radio, and online.
Yes.
And with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've got our next guest in, haven't we?
We have the lovely Chris Kane in from Sight for White.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon. Apologies for being slightly late.
Oh,
don't worry about it.
Life's too short to worry.
Last night was a big thing.
It was.
For Sight for White.
Yes,
it went really well, didn't it?
It did. It was a fantastic evening.
In case you weren't sure, and you haven't heard, because we have mentioned it about 1,000 times. It was the prize-giving ceremony for the Christmas Short Story Awards, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Competition.
Yes.
And there were a lot of entries, weren't there?
There were.
There were a lot of entries and a lot of people.
Yeah. Yes, it was very well populated last night, wasn't it?
Yes.
I saw the table sitting out. I thought, they're expecting quite a few, and they all turned up.
They did, and some.
And yeah. Some, yes.
Yes.
And it was a very good evening. Huxley entertained us royally.
Didn't he just?
The choir was excellent.
Wasn't it? Yes.
And the prize giving went very well.
Yes.
Pretty much everybody who won a prize was there, which was something.
Yes, yes.
It can get a bit dull if you've got, and they couldn't make it, and they couldn't make it.
Yes, yes.
Other than one or two, because one guy came from California.
Yeah, we made allowances for that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was good, and the stories were excellent, too.
Yes, yeah, yes, yes.
And Joya Mingella Giddens was very good.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, what a lovely lady.
She is indeed. And, it was a very good evening held at the Riverside Centre, and it raised money for Sight for White.
It has indeed, yes, thank you.
And
there was a tombola. I won a few things in tombola.
Did you?
Didn't win a thing in the raffle.
No, but we noticed on the raffles we went out that someone called Chris Kane had won a raffle.
Well, there you go.
I did win.
Yes.
I have put it back in, actually.
I thought you might.
Yeah, it wasn't.
We were royally pulling everyone's leg about it on the way out.
Yes, but Sue told me I had the winning ticket, so she fibbed.
Yes.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Got that in writing?
No.
Oh.
Anyway, so we won't go into whether you're going to do it again next year, because I know all that's up for review currently. So, but do you consider it was a success as a person from Sight for White?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. It was probably, this is our third year doing it, and I feel this was the best one yet.
Mm. Excellent stuff.
And somebody won the special RC Bridgestock trophy.
Yes, they did.
And in fact, one of the things that we noticed from last night was that instead of it just being a top prize for the three categories, which is the young children, the sort of up to 12, and then the adults. There was a prize for the best, or highly commended.
Highly commended.
Mm. So it was almost a tie.
Because the quality of entries was so high, it was a really tough decision. So we decided that we would actually have a highly commended. Fantastic.
Yeah. Excellent.
Those mystery judges did very well, didn't
they? They did very well, yes.
They did indeed, yes. And so nobody knows who they are, but obviously you do. But they're mystery judges, and all the stories were anonymised. I had to point that out because one of the people who won is actually associated with Sight for White.
Yes,
but they wouldn't have known that. Mystery judges would not have known that.
No.
Because they're all anonymised. Even though some people didn't follow the instructions, we understand, and put their name on every page.
They did, yes, yes.
So you had to cross it out on every page.
We did, with a great thick black pen, just to make sure.
You're listening to Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and of course online, and on the app, and on your smart speaker.
Yes.
Might as well have them all.
Might as well.
Now, we've still got Chris in the studio.
We have.
And Chris, of course, is from Sight for White, if you missed the first bit.
Mm-hmm.
And last night we had the Christmas Story Writing Competition Awards.
We did, yes.
And
a very glittery evening it was too.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
It was a very glittery evening and great fun. And we've got a clip of one of the stories. We're going to play a little clip now as a teaser, because Christmas Day afternoon, all the four winning stories, or possibly some more, will be played out between and four. So we got all four stories, and some of them, the adults ones, are not quite lengthy, that's the wrong way of putting it, but they're a good 12 minutes. That's it, and they are good stories, don't get me wrong. We played a couple of the younger ones in full last night. I'm not going to do that now, but I will play you a 20 second clip now. Can you tell me about Gertrude's first Christmas, Chris?
Absolutely. This was a young gentleman called Freddie Haler,
mm-hmm.
and he was the under-12s winner of Gertrude's first Christmas, and this was read by the lovely Kate Weston from Wave 105.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm interested to hear your teaser clip.
Yes.
We'll hear the teaser clip, then we'll just have a quick word about it afterwards.
Great.
The angel Gabriel came down from heaven, sneezing and coughing. Achoo! Oh, sorry, he spluttered. I am allergic to feathers. Anyway, I need your help. One of Father Christmas's reindeer has come down with the flu. You need to fly in place of Rudolph.
So, now that just teases it a little bit. There's quite a lot of story around that. We won't go into any more details, but we played that out. That clip, actual clip, was played out loud last night.
Yes.
And I couldn't see the audience from where I was working the sound kit, but did he spot it?
He did. Yeah. He did. And actually, when the full story was played, it was his face was just a picture, smiling. Aww. He was just so happy, as was mum and family.
Moment for them. Yeah. So, excellent stuff. And we'll have some more clips in a minute. We're going to take some more music. But you enjoyed yourself last night, didn't you?
I did. I think once, obviously, there was a lot of preparation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so many people to thank, which I will be doing properly in the new year. But, you know, it was just a fantastic evening. And I was very pleased with everyone's help and support, including yourselves, because you've both been so supportive of the charity. And I'm very, very grateful.
A pleasure.
You're listening to Vectis Radio. As I said, we've still got Chris Kane in from Sight for White on the Insight for White section. And we're still talking about the stories that won the competition last night. And we've got some clips. As I say, we're not going to spoil it because these are going out in full Christmas Day afternoon between 2 and 4 on Vectis Radio, interspersed with our royal message.
The King's speech.
The King's speech, yes. King Kevin is going to tell us what we need to know.
Intriguing.
On the Isle of Kevin. So we've got now this one, we've got the Carol of the M5.
Yes, we were just talking about motorways, weren't we?
We were.
And, yes.
So this is a bit dark, this one, isn't it?
It is a bit dark.
But it's written by a young person.
Yes, yeah. This winner was Anya Poor Scout Edgerton.
Right. That's a great name.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
Fabulous name. I'd love to see that on the credits of a TV show or something.
It's great. And you've got to really concentrate how you say it, I have to say. Yes. But yeah, so a really, really good story. Great imagination. Mm. But yeah, but quite dark.
And this one's red.
Don't know how old she was, but this is the 12 to 17 category. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, some of those 12-year-olds we saw, I was like, they're very tall for 12.
They were very tall.
You're a 12-year-old? Wow. You're almost as tall as me.
Yeah, scary, isn't it?
Now, this one's read by Melvin Hayes.
Melvin Hayes,
And this
yes.
is a very short clip of the Carol of the M5.
I shook my head. He might still be out there. He could be looking for me. He could be alive. Finally, I swallow and open my mouth. There's a long pause before the words tumble out all at once. It was today, I splutter. Kylo looked puzzled. He would have been 24, boasting about how he's 3 years older.
The Carol of the M5. Now, that's really quite chilly, even that 20-odd second clip. Because Melvin's read that really well.
I have to say, because normally with the recordings I've done with Joe Brand and Idana, I would leave them the story and I would go into a different room. But with Melvin Hayes, I was in the same room and he just had such emotion with the story and he just read it beautifully.
Yes, it was superb, that. And we played again that one out in full last night. And it's when you hear it, you will, the hairs will stand up on the back
it
of your neck.
It is quite chilly. Yes.
It's a good one. So, again, tune in on Christmas Day afternoon for that one.
Excellent.
Now, we've got the next one is Lael, which is the highly commended, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, this is, it was a struggle because the mystery judges, they couldn't really decide on which was going to be the winner. So we decided that Christopher Sullivan would be our highly commended winner. And his story was read by the lovely Idana Minghella.
Oh, she is lovely.
So we'll take a little clip of this one.
Phil butted in. We can't help her. You'll have to take her back. Mary glanced at both of them in turn. You were told it was going to be difficult. Lael has had a traumatic life. She's suffered, seen more horrors than any child should ever see. From Syria to Calais, her life has been hell. If she is to recover, she needs love and stability.
That's Lael. Now, that was written by...
That was written by Christopher Sullivan.
You did say. Yes. Now, when we played the clip, did he notice that one?
I wasn't sure on that one because I was panning round, but I'm not sure that he did. I think I've got to him
fair enough.
Too late. But yeah, it's always lovely seeing that they come up onto the stage and it is absolutely delighted that they've won.
Well deserved.
Now, we didn't play out the adult ones in full because they're quite long.
Yeah, they're about 12 minutes.
Not that's too long to listen to, but... By that time, we were getting quite late into the evening.
Yes.
And we'd have, to be honest, I'm not sure the audience was in the mood to listen to a long story by then.
Yeah,
So that was worth going. Now, this final one is read by Joe Brand.
Yes.
And you can tell it's Joe Brand as soon as you hear her speak. And, you had to do some stuff with this one, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. This was quite interesting. This winner was Fred Canavan. Mm-hmm. But recording... Joe was an absolute delight because she is exactly as you see on the television. You know, there's no airs and graces. So we had a conversation about some of the words that I think there was a word moo of something, M-U-E-T, and we wasn't sure whether it was moo-e, but we went with moo.
Right.
Yes, and she wasn't sure about the word chav either, but we went with chav because that was in the story.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah, but we had great fun. Reading that one.
I bet you did. We'll play it, and it's called Ta-da.
Ta-da, yep.
And we'll play that, and we'll be back with a little word about it afterwards.
Abracadabra, he shouted, pulled an egg from his wife's ear, and collapsed onto a chair in a fit of giggles. Doreen Cardy, lipstick in hand, turned from the mirror. She pursed her lips in a prim moo of discontent. You'll have to get your own breakfast, George. Mother's having her feet done and I've to get her to the clinic for 7:30. Oh, and there's a letter for you on the table.
The incomparable Joe Brand there with Ta-da. And that was the overall winner of the adults.
It was, yes,
and
it was.
And won the Bridgestock Trophy, did it not?
Yes.
Specially commissioned
to keep.
To keep,
oh,
yes.
He gets to keep it.
He hasn't got to bring it back.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So I have to say, that is a fantastic story. So, you know, if your listeners can tune in on Christmas Day.
We'll do, yes.
So Christmas Day in the afternoon between 2 and 4 on Vectis Radio FM 104.6. Now, before we move on, Chris, because we need to go for a break in a short while.
Yes.
But what's happening over Christmas at Sight for White? Is it just sort of ticking over for a bit and letting everyone have a well-earned rest?
Yeah, we will be having a well-earned rest towards the end of the week. So we'll have sort of a skeleton staff sort of next week. But the activities, etc., we won't start until the new year.
Okay.
So everything
down as you'd expect, because all your volunteers appear to be working quite hard all year.
They do work extremely hard.
Putting out the newspaper and everything.
Absolutely,
else.
Yeah. I mean, that's still
and
going
you
ahead.
Work hard too.
The staff work hard too as well. Yeah, we all work really hard. That was particularly evident for everyone, that staff, volunteers, everyone worked amazingly hard. And the support that we had from not just people that came along to the competition that you know were winners, but people came along to see Melodic, and of course Melodic came along. There was 20 odd of them.
They were superb, weren't they?
Weren't they just beautiful.
Melodic choir were very, very, very good indeed.
Yes. Yeah, and Huxley giving up his time again to perform.
He's a good lad, isn't he?
He's fantastic. So I was absolutely delighted with everyone. So thank you everyone that came along and supported us.
Excellent stuff. Thank you for coming in, Chris. We'll leave you too, because you're going to finish now, aren't you?
I'm finished, yes.
You'll finish until the new year.
Until the new year, yes.
Well, don't forget to tune into Vectis Radio over the Christmas period.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's loads of good stuff on, and of course the stories on Christmas Day afternoon, which would be a nice one to sit down with a glass of wine and listen to for between 2 and 4.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Vectis Radio. www.vectisradio.com.